Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Melissa Chase. Thanks for joining us for Odyssey's Eye on Houston. This month, you'll probably notice a lot more people wearing pink. And the reason why is to honor the 1 in 8 women who are diagnosed with breast cancer. But there's help, there's support, and there's amazing resources from Komen. And two of our friends from Komen Houston joining us right now, Kristen Barley, a survivor and the executive director of Komen Gulf Coast, and another amazing survivor, Stacy Peterson, who is the co-chair this year for Race for the Cure. Thank you for being here. How are you?
We're doing great.
So good.
I'm so excited that you're here. I love that Komen is such an incredible organization and so much that you do. I think people have all heard of Komen, but I don't know that everybody really is completely aware of all the incredible services that you provide and the big event that is coming up this Saturday. During the month of October, we see so many people wearing pink and buying things that are pink under the assumption that it's all going to help breast cancer. Is it actually true that buying anything pink during the month of October supports or are there better ways that we can become actively involved?
There are better ways you can become actively involved. Please buy pink. I love pink more than anybody probably as a breast cancer survivor. Again, all breast cancer support is wonderful, but you can always go to our website, Komen.org, and find out what's really going on in the community and people that are supporting us.
So, Kristen, tell us a little bit about what you do with Susan G. Komen.
Yeah, I'm the executive director over the Gulf Coast region, which includes Houston and all of the state of Louisiana. But just like you said, Susan G. Komen, we're known for our Race for the Cure, our walks across the country, but we're actually more than that. We are one of the largest funders outside of the U.S. government of breast cancer research and funding, as well as we provide patient care support to people across the country.
So our family is like many others, where we are a BRCA gene family, meaning that we have a strong history of breast cancer. We have the gene mutation. And so we had initially reached out to Komen after finding out that we had the BRCA gene to support my aunt, who had officially been diagnosed at the time. And I can't tell you what a game changer it is to have the wealth of support for the person diagnosed, for family members, for anyone who's trying to be supportive and to learn. I mean, what Komen does is incredible.
It's there to help everybody. That 1-877-GO-KOMEN is the phone number you can reach out to, whether you're newly diagnosed, trying to help somebody get the care that they need. We have patient navigators just waiting on the line to talk to you and then navigate you wherever you are, if you're just supporting someone or you yourself are going through cancer.
That's amazing. Now, Kristen and Stacy, you guys are both survivors. Will you share with us a little bit about your journey?
Sure. Yeah. So I was diagnosed in 2019. I turned 40 years old, went in for my routine mammogram screening. Actually, I had one at 35, a screening mammogram, and went in at 40 and lo and behold, had breast cancer. Like, I was very shocked by the diagnosis, had no signs or symptoms or lumps that I could feel anywhere. It was already stage 2. So it was in my upper left axilla area and in 2 lymph nodes, found out during my surgery. And so I kind of buckled down, did 16 rounds of chemo, surgery, wow, bunch of radiation and another surgery. And here I am on the other side, a survivor.
But it so simply. I'm sure it was not a simple process at all.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And it was a shock too. One of the things I want to say is just emphasize the importance of getting screens done, of going in every year. I mean, I'm a very busy mom, full-time job, three kids at home, three busy kids. And finding that time sometimes to go and like make that investment in yourself every year and get your annual screen is sometimes hard to fit that in.
It's so hard, especially for moms, I think, to feel like we can take time for ourselves to do something, even something medical. So maybe we rethink about it as we're doing this to make sure that we can save our own life for our child by early diagnosis. And if you haven't had this done before, I know it sounds so scary. You're going to have your breast squashed in a metal plate while doctors are watching and it's cold and it's uncomfortable. But you know what? As ladies, sometimes we do what we got to do. We suck it up and it's not that bad. Plus, early detection is key.
Absolutely. Saved my life for sure. And can save someone else's too.
Kristen, will you share a bit about your experience?
15-year survivor. I was diagnosed at age 34. I had not gone in for a screening mammogram, but my mother had had breast cancer 2 years prior to my diagnosis in 2008. So I was actually stage three, triple negative breast cancer. So I opted for a double mastectomy. I did the same rounds of chemo, radiation, reconstruction surgery, the whole shebang.
And both of you decided to take your journeys and your experience and come back to Komen to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kristen Barley and Stacey Peterson of Komen Houston with us for Eye on Houston right now. Both of you sharing your stories and so many of us being connected to breast cancer through friends, coworkers, neighbors, family members. We want there to be a cure for breast cancer, and that involves us getting involved together as a community. What can we do to help?
I think, you know, one thing is spreading the news about the importance of screening. For me, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month is always a good opportunity to like reach out to use your networks to say, hey, take that time for yourself. Go get a screen. It can save your life. The fundraising and all the programs that Komen has going on. I mean, I've been totally blessed to come back to work after my year off. And it was during COVID, by the way, too, which was really interesting. So kind of coming back to work in 21 after my journey, being a part of this great organization that, you know, does a lot of things to help that community.
So our annual screening mammograms are the best way for early detection. And the earlier, the better the outcomes are. You know, 1 in 8 women are still getting diagnosed with breast cancer every year.
That number too for a second. I mean, you think 1 in 8, it sounds like a lot, but think about it. If you've got 8 girlfriends, one of you is most likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer. I mean, that's a real statistic.
Absolutely. Yes. And even though we have 4 million survivors in the U.S. today, we're still losing about 44,000 women to breast cancer every year. So that early detection, those screening mammograms are important.
Not only for yourself, but encourage the ones you love to do that, right? Sometimes we're all kind of sucky at going to the doctor because we don't want to know what's out there. And it's just, we're like you said, Stacey, we're so busy, right? Trying to just find an hour to ourselves to be able to do anything.
So if you're listening right now, I want you to tell your best friend, they are now also your breast friend, and make a pact together to go get your mammogram done.
I think that technology advances that have come in the past few years have really been amazing. And I know so much of that is because people have been able to support Komen and other organizations to increase the scientific progress. Can you tell us about what some of those changes have been like through the years?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I had breast cancer 15 years ago, my treatment plan is definitely different for the person that has the same diagnosis I did. And, you know, it's even less chemo, it's preventative measures, so you won't lose your hair.
Yes, let's talk about this for a quick second, if that's okay, because this is a new technology. My friend who recently went through chemo was sharing this. I'd never heard of this before. If you're not aware, obviously you know that one of the side effects sometimes that happens during chemo is hair loss. Well, the FDA has cleared this new device. It goes on your head during treatment, and it prevents hair loss by reducing blood flow to the hair follicles through constricting blood vessels. It's an expensive device, but for a lot of people, it's shown to be a positive thing, and that's a newer technology.
It had just met the market, and insurance didn't cover it for me, and I knew with the strong chemos that I was going to be taking that that wasn't an option for me. So, but now it's just a regular thing for those going through breast cancer. You know, we have made more than 3,100 research discoveries for breast cancer, and that is improving everyone's treatment and their treatment plan.
I'm continuously amazed at the science and the new technology that is available. available. So in our family, because we are a BRCA gene family, the gene carries through the generations. A family member of mine recently went through IVF and they were able to actually isolate the gene through the embryo to try to get it to not continue to move through the generations.
That's a really overwhelming.
It gives me chills. It absolutely gives me chills.
It's mind blowing.
Technology will allow somebody to be pregnant and get treatment for breast cancer.
Isn't that incredible?
It's amazing.
And that's what happens when you support organizations like Komen. Your money goes into all these incredible programs and support systems and advances so that we can actually help make a difference, which is why we've got a big event coming up on Saturday, Houston Race for the Cure. Tell us about that, Stacey, because I know you've been working so hard as the race co-chair.
I'm so excited. This will be my third year as part of the Komen Leadership Council and getting the opportunity to chair or co-chair the Race for the Cure. We're super excited. We're expecting a really big turnout this year.
I think 8,000 people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, probably with crowds and volunteers and everything else, we'll probably have about 10,000 people out there in Sam Houston Park, going up and down Allen Parkway, racing. It kicks off at 7:45 a.m. and we will be there through lunchtime, just celebrating. Stay after you race. If you join us, you can join us at komen.org/Houston Race. Or you can register the day of the race. We open registration at 6 a.m.
And what kinds of things will be on site?
Oh my gosh, we will have music. We will have lots of fun for the kids. There's a whole celebration, DJs, giveaways. IHOP is there cooking us pancakes.
You
and
had
sausage.
Me at pancakes, honestly.
Yeah, just a really a joyful celebration, but also we have a little solemn piece of our park is dedicated to those we want to remember and those we've lost. But it's just so incredible to be out there walking or running with everyone. Everybody's heart is beating for the same reason, to end breast cancer. It's truly moving.
Absolutely. Pet friendly, kid friendly, what's the vibe out there?
Yeah, definitely kid friendly. We are asking you to leave your pets at home just because of the large amount of people. Mm-hmm. We just want the puppies to be safe. So we're asking you to leave them at home if you don't mind.
Perfect. But stroller friendly. So if you want to.
Stroller friendly. Yeah. There's actually a kids race too. I believe there's a kids 1K.
So it's just a kids 1K. So I know some survivors, they can't make it all the way around for the 5K. So a simple 1K, you can participate in that as well.
That is fantastic. And it's not too late to sign up now?
It is not too late. You can go to the Komen website again. It's komen.org/Houston Race, or you can show up on race day. Registration opens at 6 a.m. right there at Allen Parkway and Sam Houston Park, downtown Houston.
I love that. We'll put this up on our radio station website as well, so you can click it to get more information. Kristen and Stacey, what other things do you feel like we need to know in Houston? What other amazing events are you doing? What else can we help with to help Komen?
Yep, just check the website. We have our own community page as part of Komen as a whole, a national organization. You can go to that website and see all the good things that all of our community partners are helping us through the month of October, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we just want people to know the funds that we raise from the race not only go to these direct patient care services, they go for public policy and, of course, the cutting edge research we just talked about.
Excellent. And be a part of the race. This weekend is going to be so much fun.
We're so excited.
I'm very excited to be out there with you. Again, that's going on this Saturday, Houston Race for the Cure, October 7th. It's not too late to sign up. If you totally aren't sure if you want to do it and you want to sign up at the last minute or just show up on site, you can do that too. More information about that at komen.org. And again, the Komen's free breast cancer care helpline, 1-877-GO-KOMEN. Save that. Use that for whatever you need. And let's put an end to breast cancer. Kristen Barley and Stacey Peterson from Komen Houston, thank you guys for being here. I cannot wait to see you this Saturday at the race.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.